stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the number one internet radio show anywhere. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, it's Sam and Stephanie in the Morning. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, dial them up right now at 323-203-0815. And now strap in for Sam and Stephanie in the Morning right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, August 2nd.
Yes, and it is.
The government is not going to default this week, maybe next, but no, I'm kidding. I hope not, never. Well, the votes are in, and we averted a disaster, so we're happy about that.
Yay.
And let's see what happens now. But the government sure has given us some things to lose sleep over the past few weeks, but we're back to that, and that's about all the politics for today.
I have no comments on
that. She's like, what are you talking about?
No.
That's another show.
I read here and there, but I'm not, you know, I feel like I've talked politics enough in my life with my ex that I can just retire from talking about it.
You paid your dues.
Well, it was just like everything was such a conspiracy and everything the government did was bad. And it just, like, I was so sick of hearing about the politics and stupid conspiracy stuff. I feel like I'm done. It's the same with basketball.
Yeah.
Like I mean, I grew up in such a basketball family and I love, love, love going to sporting events, but I actually feel like I can retire from watching basketball for the rest of my life.
Really?
Because I've watched so many games and I got to see Michael Jordan play and that was unlike any other.
This was like the apex of everything.
I feel like, you know, I've seen Kobe play. I'm sorry. I'm not a Lakers fan. You guys can all hate me. Not a Lakers fan. I think Kobe Bryant is an amazing player, but I don't think he's a team player, and I think he's cocky, and I don't like to watch him, you know? Mm-hmm. But I feel like seeing Jordan, there was nothing like it. There's never going to be anything like it for me, ever again. So going to these games, I'll go to basketball games, but I just feel like it's just not as
exciting as it was anymore. Yeah.
You know, for me. But yeah, I feel like I can retire from
that. So sports and politics, not on your plate.
Well, no, I love sports. Politics,
not so much.
I just...
Not a big
fan. I feel
fan.
Like everybody just wants to complain about the government half the time. And it's just, I think it's bullshit half the time, to be honest. But
it is
whatever.
Bullshit. What they tell us is all bullshit.
It is.
You know? But it does affect our lives.
I know it does. I agree with that. And it's good to keep updated, but I'm not going to invest like my ex did and get
I'll do it for us.
Okay, you can do it.
I'll do it for us.
Fantastic.
You keep track of the entertainment news.
I'll just stick to the stupid stuff that nobody really gives a shit about.
Listen, if you were stupid, you wouldn't be sitting here. Relax.
Oh, thank you, Sammy.
No, it's for sure.
I know. How are you this morning?
Good, good. I just wanted to say, related to that, to the vote, is that... Gabriel Giffords is back in the House. Did you know that? Remember the congresswoman that got shot?
I saw that yesterday.
So she came into the Senate or the Congress, whatever, and it was amazing. You know,
I mean,
everybody was happy for her. And
she looks great.
Yeah.
She really looks great.
Yeah, she really does, you know. And I mean, the fact that she's able to function again.
I know.
I mean, this is like brain injury you're talking about.
I know. She looks fantastic.
Yeah.
They did a really, really good job.
Mm.
Kudos to the doctors out there.
Yeah. So she's back on her feet and in the public, and that's good
news. I'm glad to hear.
Yeah. So you asked me what's going on.
I sure did. I always want to know what's going on with you.
I can't wait for you to tell me who won the Bachelorette last night.
You're so excited.
I lost sleep all night. I didn't know who.
You're such a jerk.
But I'm sure you did.
I sure did watch it. I did.
Did it end the way you wanted?
You know, I called it that she's going to end up with JP.
Mm-hmm.
Which she did. So if you guys are listening and you didn't watch it, oh well, I just ruined it for
tough
you.
Shit.
Who cares?
Watch it on time.
Yeah, so she picked JP, which both of them, okay, Ben and, it was between Ben and JP. Mm. I know you're wanting to know this, but yeah, both really good looking guys and completely different. I felt like Ben was a better match for her. I felt like JP is a little bit of a whiny bitch, mm, but I mean, he's hot, but he's like a whiny bitch.
Right.
So I don't know. I think that, you know, I guess they're still going strong, mm, which is great.
And oh, yeah?
Let's hope that they stay together, because their track record here on The Bachelor and The Bachelorette is not so good.
Yeah.
2 out of 20. I think that's pretty bad. But let's hope that they stay together, and let's hope that, you know.
Is that important to us, though, that you cross your fingers and everything? I mean, it's pretty important to you.
I'm hoping. Well, I believe in love. I believe in love. I believe that they should be happy, and I want them to be happy. But yeah, so she picked him, and it was so funny, though, because... So last night, this very last episode, the two guys meet her family,
mm-hmm,
okay? And then they have two final dates with her. And okay, then the two guys go and they get rings,
mm-hmm,
you know, to propose, the whole thing.
Right.
And then she chooses, right? So it was a little dramatic last night, I have to say. So first of all, when JP, the one she picked, goes to meet her family, her sister, like, lays into him. Is like, I don't think that you guys love each other. I don't think that you're the one for her.
Mm.
And he gets pissed. And so afterwards, the camera, he's like, this is bullshit. And he's like pissed, right? And then after that, and then it settles down. Then she goes out with Ben, but the family likes Ben more.
Mm.
Okay, dramatic drama. You know what? They probably set it up like this, to be honest. Then after... when Ben walks out, so as soon as Ben gets out of the helicopter, he's the first one to show up on the scene with her, and you know that he's gonna be voted off, because they always bring the one in first that's gonna be not the final one.
So
yeah,
they kind of give it away.
So yeah, the moment that Ben steps out of the helicopter, you're like, oh, it's not Ben.
Right.
It's JP, because they don't know where each other is. They don't know if they're coming in first or second.
I see. Okay.
They keep him, you know, far
separate
away. So, but Ben comes in, and so he's like, she starts to talk, and you can tell that she's upset. And he's like, before you say anything, I just want to tell you that I'm in love with you, and I have all the confidence in the world that you're going to choose me, saying all this stuff. And you're like, fuck. Like, as an audience member, you already know she's going to turn him down. And he gets down on one knee, and he goes to, and he proposes to her,
mm,
and she doesn't say anything.
Really?
And then she, like, pulls him up.
Oh, God.
And he's like, I did not see this coming. So then now he's pissed. And after she's like, I'm sorry, like, this, you know, you're a great guy and whatever. And he storms off, and then she follows him, and she's like, look, you know, you're really wonderful. And he's like, I don't need you to sugarcoat this.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, look, I don't want this to end like this. He's like, how do you expect something to end good like this, or something? He said something like that, and he was so pissed, and he just storms off.
Really?
Like, doesn't even say bye to her.
Well,
just
he's
so
in a
angry
fucking game show, you know, he should relax a little bit.
I know. Well, he's pissed that exactly. He's on a game show. He's on a competitive show.
You know,
he knows.
Don't be a sore loser.
Well,
you know?
He was a big sore loser. But I mean, he's a good looking guy. He'll find a girl. He's hot. Whatever. But you know, he was livid. So then whatever. Then JP comes, and then they're all in love, and he proposes, and there we go. So that's the end of The Bachelor.
Yeah.
It was very exciting.
Yeah.
No, I was actually.
So
I
did
mean,
you get
I was
a bit
happy
feeling good about it?
Well, I felt like, you know what, she picked the guy she wanted to be with, so good for her. That's all that mattered. I felt like he was a little bit, you know, at times, like a little bit needy, a little bit whiny, complainy.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, you know what, maybe if she likes that, good for her.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. All in all, I called it. I called it a couple weeks ago that she was going to pick JP.
Oh, yeah?
You know,
well, you must be an expert on the show, then.
You know, I don't know about that, but it's like 1 out of 20, I guess.
What a great title to have.
Yeah,
I'm
exactly
an expert on The Bachelor.
I should put that on my business card.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so that was my big night last night.
Yeah.
Yay.
Well,
now,
that's
until next
cool
season.
Yeah.
I wonder who's going to be The Bachelor. Maybe Ben. Maybe he'll come on. The one, the sore loser.
Do they usually take him out of another show?
Usually.
Yeah.
Usually they do that. But it depends on if that person wants to do it, you know.
Right.
So we'll see. Who knows?
Okay, who knows?
And who really cares, to be honest?
Exactly, exactly. I don't really care.
You don't care.
Yeah.
But thank you for pretending for 5 minutes that you do.
Yeah.
You're so sweet.
Well,
you.
I'm still stuck on that Big Brother thing, you know.
I know. How's that show going?
It's going pretty well.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it almost over?
No. I mean, it's just week four. I mean, it's still got a long ways to go. They still have about 10 people on there or something. Yeah. No, it just started like 4 weeks ago or something. Yeah.
I need to watch it just so we can talk about it.
I'm telling you, it's a cool show. But you know what? If you don't watch it from the beginning, it's not the same.
Yeah.
Because you don't get to know the people. You don't know who got voted off. And you know.
Well, I can go on to Hulu.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and I can just Hulu it up and watch all the episodes.
Yeah. Like, well, you're not missing much.
I feel like that's just another show that I don't need to be watching when I work exactly. all this other stupid stuff. I can't even take it.
But it's so funny because they give them competitions where they shake the shit out of them, you know, like physical competitions.
Oh,
and
really?
Stuff. And it's so funny what they do to them. They put him through so much shit.
Like what? Like what's a...
Like last night, they had him standing on... like pretend they were skiing, right? So there was like this big wall, and each one had to hang on to the wall, and their feet started moving because it's like, you know, on a skis, you know, so they're moving like from right to left and stuff.
Right.
And then suddenly they start blowing snow at them, and the wall gets really steep. And they're shaking them, and I mean, spraying them with all kinds of shit, you know. And and some others, man, they would throw paint on them, and oh my God, man, it's just,
that's so
you know,
great.
The
what
shit these people weather, you know.
What do they win after?
$500,000.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, I would go on that show for that.
Yes.
It's so stupid, though. How is it possible? It's been around for a while, right?
Yeah, it has. I mean, this is season 13 or something.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's... it's been around. I never watched all of them. I think this is maybe the third season I've watched.
Oh, so you just jumped on the bandwagon.
Yeah, it's just that, you know, I need one show to...
I just need one show.
Yeah.
To get all your
just
shit
something,
out.
Just something, yeah, to
I need 17. Have you been watching Shark Week this week?
No.
Oh,
have you?
Yeah.
Really? You like sharks?
No, I hate them.
That's why you watch
it. I hate them. I'm fascinated by the, you know, everything under the sea. I sound like a little mermaid. Everything under the sea. But no, I'm really fascinated by it, but it scares me at the same time. Like, I've never been in the ocean here.
Oh, yeah?
Not in California.
Well, I don't blame
you.
It's freezing here.
Right.
I never go in the water either.
I can't. I'm too scared. When I was in Mexico for my brother's wedding, I went into the ocean.
Right.
And that was the first time. I'm a little freaked out.
Yeah.
I think it's because I can't see anything. I don't know what's going on there. Yeah. You know, like lakes used to freak me out. Swimming pool. I was convinced that there were sharks in the swimming pools and in the lakes. I was convinced that sharks would come out of the vents in the swimming pools and eat me. So when I was a synchronized swimmer, it didn't really work out too well. I was terrified. It freaks me out. Sharks freak me out. Mm. But yet, they're so fascinating.
Yeah, they are. I mean, they're like killing machines, you know?
I know. Some of these stories are crazy, but it's been really cool. You should watch it.
Yeah.
It's really fascinating.
I guess a few weeks ago, there was shark sightings off the coast here.
Really?
Yeah, near the Santa Monica Pier.
Oh, my God. And people surf. See, this is why I can't surf.
Yeah, I know. They surf there.
I can't.
Yeah.
And you know what? People, surfers are like this. They're like, no, sharks don't like you. They don't like the taste of you. Once they chomp on you, like, they don't want you anymore. I'm like, okay.
Yeah,
but you know what? Once they chomp on me, I mean, I'm having to let
that's
them.
Enough.
Let,
yeah.
Exactly, right? Jesus. I don't want half my arm gone. There was this, it was so, I was at, when I went to the Dodgers game last week with Cecile. There's this girl that was sitting next to us who works with Cecile, and she had this big gash on her arm, and I could see it, and I was and C turns to me and she's like, yeah, she got bit by a shark, and I was
really?
Like, what? So I'm like, can I ask her about this? She goes, yeah, she talks about it. So I turned to her and I was like, so what's that gash from? She's like, oh, I was bit by a shark when I was a kid. She said, I was like, oh, you surf? And she goes, no, actually, I was snorkeling with my brother, my older brother, and this shark came up and grabbed onto her and bit her.
Jeez.
And like she was bleeding, she passed out, her brother had to take her out of the, you know, ocean. Mm-hmm. And went to the hospital, all this stuff, and telling me, and she's okay, you know, thing obviously. But I was like, so you must be terrified of sharks. She goes, no, I'm fascinated. I love
them.
She's like obsessed with them now. Amazing. I'm like, I think I'd be the complete opposite. I don't think I would ever even shower again. I'd be so scared of water. That just freaks me out in every way. But yeah, so Shark Week, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Highly recommend.
So they take a chomp of you and then they go, well, this is not good. Send it back to the kitchen.
But what if, but sometimes they eat you.
Uh-huh.
What is that? Then what? Then okay, then you're okay to eat.
Okay, so you're not gourmet, but he's still hungry.
But,
you know?
Right? Hey, you'll do in a pinch. That's to me. I can't stand when surfers say. It's always surfers that say that to me.
Yeah.
Oh, they don't. They don't even like.
Yeah, they have to brave the seas.
Yeah, exactly. It's like you're a freaking moron. I don't know. I think you got to be somewhat crazy to be a surfer.
Yeah.
I've wanted to try for like a second, and then I'm like, no, I can't.
I wouldn't mind trying it. It seems pretty nice. But the water's too cold for me. You know, wetsuit or not, I don't enjoy it. You know, I freeze.
I know. And they're like, no, the wetsuit keeps you warm. Really? My feet are exposed, my hands, my head. I just, everything about it doesn't sound fun. We'll stick to land, Sam.
Exactly.
We'll let all those other surfers
go on boats or something. You know, that's about it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Have you been on a cruise?
Yes, I've been on several cruises.
Ooh.
Those are pretty cool, yeah.
I've been on one.
Have you?
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
Where did you go? Caribbean or out here?
I think I went to the Caribbean. You know me and geography, Sam.
I mean, either Mexico or...
So let me tell you.
Were you in Miami when you took off?
I took off from Miami.
Okay, so you went to the Caribbean. Yeah.
Okay. I went to like six different islands.
I know like St. John, St. Thomas,
yes,
right? Puerto
Martinique,
Rico, maybe. Yeah.
I went to, but I can't remember.
Yeah, it's the Virgin Islands there.
Oh, that's what it is? That's where I was at. Okay.
Some of them.
Somewhere.
But,
somewhere.
Yeah, those are fun trips.
Yeah, it was awesome. No drinking age on the cruise ship. That was fun.
you were young at the time?
Well, I was in high school.
Oh, yeah?
So we drank every single night because there was no drinking age.
You had a blast.
There was none. This is the best part of this. So, okay. God bless my parents. So all of my, I don't know about you, but a lot of kids do this, or at least they used to do this. Your senior year comes around, you go on a senior trip.
Mm-hmm.
You get your friends to go, you go on a, somewhere, right? And my best friends, so I went to Hoffman High School. My best friends went to Schaumburg. These two different places, mm-hmm. Okay? I grew up in Schaumburg, but I went to school with these kids since I was like in grade school, and I stayed best friends with them. So I had... like different groups of friends at mm-hmm. different schools, right? But all my best friends that went to Schaumburg were going to Cancun, Mexico. Now, my parents were like, no, you cannot go with them. There's going to be too much drinking. There's not going to happen, right?
They knew.
Okay, they knew. And I was like, no, my friend, no. And my mom was like, no, you're not going to Cancun. And I was pissed because I was like, all of my best friends were going. Well, another group of my friends from another high school, I'm sorry, they were going on a cruise to the Virgin Islands. So my parents said, sure, you can go to that. And I'm like, the day I get there, I'm like, we're already drinking. And I'm like, you know, if only my parents could see me now. They thought that I was not going to be drinking.
Right.
And I was wasted every single night, which didn't make any sense. I don't know if I ever told them that, but now they probably know.
Now they know.
Now my dad at least knows.
Yeah.
But
it's too late to do anything about it.
Right? But it's just so funny because on a cruise ship, it doesn't matter.
Right.
But it was fun, let me tell you.
Yeah, those are fun, man. The pool parties and a lot of food.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
All you do is eat and drink.
I know.
Lay out.
You know, but I have a story for you on that. When I split up with my first wife,
uh-huh.
I decided, what the hell, I'm going to get away, you know, go on a cruise or something,
right.
Meet all these hot chicks, have fun, you know, get it out of my system and stuff. Right? So I'm on the ship and I'm realizing everybody's in groups here. Everybody's together. I'm not going to meet
cruise?
Anybody.
Sorry.
And I'm like, why did I come here by myself? I was bummed out the whole fucking trip. You know how terrible it is when you feel alone and everybody else is having a blast?
And you just went through a divorce.
Yeah, and I
like,
just paid for a fucking cruise.
Oh,
you know?
My God.
But you should know better than to
that
go on your own.
It is,
you know?
Amazing.
Yeah.
How long were you on the cruise? For a week?
A week,
oh,
yeah.
Kill me. Kill me. I'd be so, oh my God.
I know, it's like you're stuck, you know.
I would slip my wrist.
Yeah. So then I befriended people and stuff, you know, and joined the groups and stuff. I didn't have a choice, but there was no like banging or anything.
None of that happened.
None of that happened.
Which in your head, that was happening all day long. It's never really the way that you like think about it or plan it out in your head.
I know.
You should have went to Cancun.
Yeah, and I had been out of commission for a while. I didn't know how to approach women or anything, you know. I mean, when women are in a group, it's hard to approach just one of them, you know.
I'm sure. It's got to be intimidating.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was totally out of it, and I figured, you know, what the hell, you know.
So, oh, that's fine. Where were you guys at? Where'd you go?
Well, it was the Caribbean, you know.
Oh,
like,
it was the
Okay. Like all the St. Thomas, St. John, Puerto Rico. Where else? I don't remember. Yeah. I think only these three stops. But it was amazing. I mean, it's amazing, an amazing trip, you know. And if you go with the right group, you'll have a blast.
Or if you go on a singles cruise, then you'll have a
blast. Oh, yeah. That's a different question altogether.
Because there's got to be single cruises, right?
I think there are.
Because there's gay cruises.
Yeah.
So there has to be single
cruises. There's Trekkie cruises. Are you kidding?
Is there?
Yeah.
No. Oh, my God. I did not know this.
Yeah.
Let's go. We're going. I can't even imagine what that... Well, yes, I can, because I've seen Trekkie.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's just disturbing.
That would be funny, huh?
I feel like none of them lay out. I feel like if they do, they lay out in their, like, space Star Trek gear.
Yeah. In their costumes.
Yes. Oh, my God. I can't even imagine what goes on there. That's frightening. Do the stars...
Some of them are, like George Takei.
They go on the cruise?
And, yes. I don't know if William Shatner goes, but some of the lesser ones go.
That guy's a mess and a half.
He is, huh?
He really is. He's funny, though.
Yeah.
He's a funny guy, but he's such a mess. I love his, what is his, are they Orbitz commercial? What is it?
Not Orbitz, Priceline.
Priceline.
Right.
Those are so funny.
They are.
He's really... He's a funny guy.
Yeah, he makes fun of himself on those commercials.
I know, exactly. Like, he gets it, you know? Yeah. I think he's gotten funnier, obviously. I mean...
He has.
I didn't really watch him on Star Trek, though, so...
Did you know he's written books, too? Like, science fiction books? And
really?
Yeah. He's done a lot in his life. Do you remember when his wife died, drowned in the pool?
No. Who's his wife?
Yeah. I don't know what her name was, but I remember she drowned.
She drowned
and,
in the pool.
Yeah, it was a big deal.
Well, how did that? I don't know the story of that, so I don't.
I don't know. They didn't find him responsible or anything.
Oh,
obviously.
Jesus, that's rough.
Yeah.
Yowza. That's
never rough. Yeah. So your friend is back in the news, Casey Anthony. Did you hear?
Oh no, what?
Yeah. Now she has to return to Orlando after she disappeared because she was charged with a check fraud, like
Are you serious?
Some time ago.
Jesus Christ.
And I guess it was never sorted out, you know. So,
oh,
now
so this was before this even happened,
yeah,
the trial.
So, yeah, I mean, they're saying like in 2010 or something. How could she have done any check fraud when she was in jail?
Right.
I don't understand that.
Oh, you know what? I hope they get her for something.
Yeah?
I do. She's going to fuck up somehow. She is.
I know. I know she is going to fuck
God,
up, man.
She's such a... How is she... Whatever. She can cover it now because she's got millions of dollars, right?
Right.
Well, I don't even know if she has it yet, but you know what? The fact that she's even being offered just makes me vomit.
Yeah, I know. And so this they're saying happened in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's just before she went into jail. And so she hasn't had a trial for this yet, but apparently. She wrote checks for more than $400 to buy stuff at Target.
Oh, my God. What, to kill her daughter? Sorry to say that. But
yeah. But
she pled
guilty to that one, but now she's disappeared.
Finally.
So I wonder if she's going to show up in Orlando. You think she will?
Well, she has to, right?
Yeah. She does.
She has to.
Yeah, well, but what if she disappears completely?
She might. Whatever. I'm sorry. That's so... You know what? I'm not trying to be so mean to her, but
yeah,
I just...
But you don't like her.
Well, I just have no...
You don't like what she did.
It just... I have no respect for somebody that can kill anybody first to begin with, and then you kill your own daughter. Like, I can't be okay with it. And I can't... You know, I'm not trying to hate anybody in my life, but it just makes me nauseous, and I just... There's no justice for Kaylee, and it makes me sick. So, anyway... Enough of that because I'm going to get pissed and I'll start crying in about two seconds.
Will.
I might. So I was just reading this thing from Dolly Parton. Mm-hmm. I love Dolly Parton.
Do you?
You love Dolly Parton? I love her.
I don't know. I don't like her music that much.
I do. She's an amazing songwriter.
Yeah?
Amazing songwriter.
She writes her own songs?
Oh.
Some of them?
Yeah. She wrote, I think she wrote one of Dylan's songs. Bob Dylan's songs, if I'm not mistaken. She's an amazing songwriter. We'll put it, just... Mm-hmm. I think she's written a Bob Dylan song, but they asked her, what is the craziest thing that a fan has ever given you?
Mm-hmm.
A baby.
A fan's given her a baby?
A fan went to her house and in a box put a baby and put a little note saying, "Hi, my name is Jolene," which she wrote a song called Jolene.
Okay.
"Hi, my name is Jolene and my mom wants you to have me." This is what... And the baby's, like, sitting in a box. Like,
are you serious?
Yeah,
they just left it there?
Just left the baby there.
Wow.
And she was...
That's a crime.
It is. So then she called human services, whatever. Human resources has nothing to do with it.
Child protection services, something like that.
So she called them and said, there's a baby on my porch. Help. And so they came and picked up the baby, and then... She said she doesn't know whatever happened to baby Jolene. She said she hasn't heard
anything,
if it went back to the mother or... Because that's... Do you think that the baby can go back to the mother after that? Do you think that child services would...
I don't think so. No, she abandoned the baby.
Right.
Yeah.
She's a nut job.
Are they saying anything about that in the article?
No, they just said that... She said after she called child services, she doesn't know what happened to the baby. So she has no idea.
Okay. And the mother didn't come up or
no.
Yeah.
What the F? What is happening to all these people? You should not have children if this is how you're going to be people.
Yeah.
This doesn't make any sense. But yeah, I thought that... I mean, I actually thought that was kind of funny, but disturbing at the same time.
It is. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Anyway.
And now another girl went missing. Have you heard of that one?
They found her body.
Yes.
In the Connecticut River.
And what is amazing is yesterday I was reading about this, and they said they decided to search the lake because, because it was close to her house, you know, and they didn't know where she was.
Right.
And soon enough, they found her in the lake. Isn't that amazing?
Do you know what's... That it is amazing.
And how do you find anybody, like, underwater in such a big body of water?
I know.
You know? It's amazing to me.
I can't understand that. But what I also can't understand... So they did an interview on Nancy Grace.
Your favorite.
My favorite person ever. Crabby ass bitch. they did an interview with her father.
Yes.
Her father was like... I don't know like who they're holding responsible for this, but like his interview was really bizarre. He wasn't really upset. Like he was, but he wasn't. And he didn't sound like he just heard that his daughter's body was found. Mm-hmm. And now they asked him in there, they go, "Have you talked to your ex-wife?" And he goes, "No." And they said, "So you haven't talked to her since, you know, I forget her name, Celine.
Since the girl disappeared? Yes, Celina.
Celina.
Right.
Since she disappeared, and he's like, "No, we haven't." So wouldn't
That's
you
strange.
Think that, okay, so if the daughter lives with you, okay, and now the last time they saw her, the father said, the last time she was seen was in her room at her computer at 9 p.m. That was the last time they saw.
And she was living with him?
She was living with him, apparently. So I think so. I could be wrong. I could be wrong here. But I thought that that's what it was.
No, I think she was living with him.
But this doesn't make any sense. Like, she went, she was in her room at 9 p.m. and all of a sudden she went missing. And now her body is found in a lake.
In the lake.
And the father seems kind of distraught, not really, and has not talked to the mother at all. Since even when she went missing.
That is suspicious.
I would think that you're divorced, like if this, God forbid, if this happened to your child, would you not be calling your ex-wife right away?
Of course. I mean, she lets me know about every little thing that happens with the kid.
Right. It just doesn't add up here. I feel like something is
going
fishy. On. Yeah.
But you know what I was thinking? That maybe she like met someone online and decided to go meet them or something. You know.
It could, you know what? That's not far-fetched. That absolutely could happen.
Because she was at the computer, you know, when she was last seen. So maybe she was chatting with someone.
Right.
And because that's usually what happens, you know. I don't think the father's implicated in this, but who knows?
I don't know. I'm not starting rumors. I'm just saying, like, I would be barely able to keep it together if my daughter went missing when last time she was seen was at a computer. And yet, then all of a sudden she's gone and now her body is found. Mm-hmm. And I haven't talked to my... I mean, I probably would react a little bit differently.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, that would just be me. It's hard to say. And I don't know if he's even a suspect in the case.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think he is.
Yeah. Well...
But who knows, you know?
She could have met somebody online. But they're not even saying anything. I don't even know what the story... They're just saying that they found her body and that's...
Right. Yeah. There's not a lot of details on this. I know.
It's so scary.
Yeah.
It's like every other day these like... Then I see another... There's a girl that was posted on CNN website the other day. This girl's missing. I forget her name. She's been missing since June. It's like every other day these girls are missing.
Yeah.
It's so frightening.
It really is, you know? And these girls, it's... I mean, it's just a catastrophe what is happening.
I know.
You know, I mean, every other day you hear somebody getting abducted and all that. And you know what? This is just the part. These are just the stories that we hear. What about all the people that we don't hear about?
Exactly.
I mean, there's so much abuse going on. And
I know.
It's frightening.
It's really,
it's really frightening.
Did they ever, I know this is like so long ago, but did they ever find out what happened to Natalie Holloway?
No, I don't think so.
God.
No. They found that suspect, but I don't think they ever proved anything.
Andrew
Van
something. Yeah. He looked like a psychopath, which he killed that girl,
the other girl. Right.
He looks like a complete psychopath. He's obviously in prison. Is he getting the death penalty or something?
I read he was being tried somewhere else for another thing. I don't know. It's just in the back of my mind. I remember that, but I don't want to report that because I don't know.
Rumors.
Yeah. I haven't followed that story too much, so I don't know. But you know what story I'm fascinated with?
What?
Is what's her name? The one that was kept for 17 years and she just came out with a book. What's her name?
Yep.
Duggard? No. Elizabeth something.
No,
right?
Wait.
No, that's Elizabeth Smart.
Yeah. Which and she's a correspondent now for like not CNN, but for like ABC or something.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Duggard or something, right?
Yeah. What's her first name?
I don't know.
What is with us?
It doesn't matter, does it? But I mean, she was abducted and she was kept in a.
Casey.
JC. Yeah.
There we go.
JC Duggard, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm fascinated with the story. Like, what, you know, what does a person go through? What goes through your mind when you're abused like that for so long? You know, you have no contact with people.
I know.
You know, you get pregnant with this monster's mm-hmm. baby. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but I don't know that I can actually stomach reading that.
Really?
Yeah. I think it would leave some visuals in my mind that I don't want to think about.
Sure. She had two kids,
two
right?
Two kids.
Yeah.
Two babies.
At natural births.
Yeah.
That's got to be, whew. I mean, everything about this has got to be...
And I mean, she was so young, you know. This is the first time she's had sex. And
did you see her in a interview?
No.
Oh, she... I saw part of an interview. I don't know if it was with Diane Sawyer or whoever, but she was, like, kind of normal.
Yeah.
I think I would honestly... I think I've said this on before. I think I would be like a caveman. Like, I think I would have, like, no concept of, like, social skills. You know, I couldn't imagine.
Yeah.
You're kept down there by yourself, and then the only kind of interaction you have is with this man when you're being raped.
Right.
I don't know what kind of, social skills I would have and emotional trauma that I don't think I could deal.
Right.
I barely can function.
Yeah. No, I mean, look, I'm sure she's got difficulties. It's just that what we're seeing is a nice person, and I'm sure she is.
Right.
But we don't really know what's going on inside, you know?
I know. I do want to read her book, though. I kind of want to see what she went through.
Right.
I can have sympathy. I obviously can't have empathy for her because I've never been through it, but that's really messed up. It's really, really messed up, and I I'm glad that she's out of it. And
yeah,
lived,
it's amazing they survive, you know, and they keep going and shit, you know. I don't know what I would do in a situation like that. I don't know if I could have any hope.
Things you know, would get better. I think, like, when you're kind of just down, like, when you're in these situations where there's no... Essentially, there is no hope. You know, you could either go one or two ways, and I think that the only bearable way is to have hope. Mm-hmm. You know, like I'm watching. You know, when I was fascinated with. I am fascinated with World War II and Hitler and all that stuff. And Dr. Mengele,
Joseph Mengele, right?
Really messed up guy. Which I didn't know about for a long time. He was a doctor that performed horrific experiments usually on twins.
On twins.
And there was this great documentary that I watched a few years ago. Megan and I watched it, but it was on Dr. Mengele, and this woman who was one of the twins was the survivor of all of his experiments.
Uh-huh.
And her sister passed early. She passed when she was like 55. So they both lived. Both twins lived. Okay? But she had issues throughout her life, and finally she died at a very young age, at 55. And her twin sister, who was speaking in this documentary, lived. She was like eight. She's 80-something. She might still be around. But she lives in the Midwest. And she would talk about, like, what she went through. And she said, and people were like, how could you live through this? Like, it was unbelievable what they did to her and her sister. And she was like, I said to myself that I will not die here. I will not die. I am going to live. I am not going to let him get me. I will live. And she did.
Amazing.
And that was like the only thing she said that kept her going was she told herself that she was like, I'm not going to die.
Yeah.
There's no chance that I will die or my sister.
Wow, that's bravery.
I was so impressed. Like, I can't even imagine reading some of that stuff. And you've read, you've known. Just is unbelievable.
You know, if you want to see a movie on this, is The Boys from Brazil. Have you heard of that movie?
No. What is
it? Yeah, you should really. It's about him and the experiments that he did and stuff. You know, it's a fiction.
I'm going to write
it down.
It's
a fiction movie. But yeah, it's from a long time ago. But
okay, I'm writing it down.
It has to do with that. Yeah, they would find kids that look like each other, and they couldn't understand why. You know.
Yep.
So that's all I remember from the movie.
I'm writing this down on my little notepad on my phone. Okay. Yeah. Just so I remember. No, I love this. I mean, and it's not that I like seeing people again being torn. None of that. Like, that actually makes me want to vomit. It's just more so I can't understand how just a human being could do this.
Yeah
That's what really
a lot of resilience
out.
I'm telling you, and I don't know how I would react. You know, I mean, I always felt that if I end up in jail, I'm gonna kill myself.
Really?
Or something. Yeah I would have no hope at all.
Really?
Yeah. I couldn't survive there for a day. Are you kidding me?
Oh, you wouldn't be the leader of the gangs there, Sammy?
No, I don't think so, no.
It's got to be. I mean, I'm sure in some... And depending on your crime, it's got to be rough.
Yeah,
you know?
I know.
I mean, if you're a child molester, you're the worst. You're the worst,
yeah,
actually.
I know. Like, everybody becomes righteous there.
Yeah, like, all of a sudden, they're like, you know, if you're a murderer, they're like, nope, you know what, child molester, you're worse than me. You're going to pay. I'm going to rape you in the ass a few times.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand. It's so weird. It's so backwards that all of a sudden they care.
Yeah.
You know, after they do, I don't know.
I know.
It's just...
Like, they have their moralities, too, you know, but that's bullshit.
It is.
It's bullshit.
I agree. Damn
well,
it, Sammy.
You know, I don't want to think about jail, man.
Okay, you don't have to.
Okay.
You don't have to do any of that stuff.
Thank you.
I won't hold that against you. So I'm obsessed with the Kardashians now, which is just wrong. It came out now that Kris Kardashian, the mother, and Bruce Jenner, who was an Olympian.
Right.
Okay, so do you remember him?
Of course
you
I do.
What did he win?
He was like in a triathlon or decathlon one of those. Yeah,
okay.
I think a decathlon.
Okay.
And he was very famous. Yeah, I mean, he won a few gold medals. And
yeah.
He was, you know, the all-American boy and, you know, very handsome.
Good-looking guy.
Yeah.
And he's such a nice guy.
Is he really?
And he's such a good father.
How do you know?
Well, because I watch the show.
Oh, okay.
And he's on the show. He's an amazing father.
Oh, really?
He's like 10 kids, I think.
Oh, so he's together with the Kardashians' mother now?
Yeah, he's been married to Kris for 20 years.
Oh, yeah?
He's raised her kids. And then they had two other kids, two daughters, Kendall and Kylie.
I didn't realize
with
that.
With each other. And then Bruce has his kids from his previous marriage, which his son, Brody Jenner, was on the reality show The Hills, if you know. Just so you can all put this together, okay?
Really?
But he, it's coming out saying that Kris and Bruce Jenner, they have a sex tape.
Oh, yeah? Oh, God.
Okay.
They're a little older, aren't they?
I was just going to say, I don't know if I'm really going to want to watch that. I mean, I know everybody has sex. I mean, well, not everybody, but, you know, you can have sex well into your 90s if you want to, if you can do it, like Hugh Hefner. But I don't know if I ever want to watch a sex tape with Kris Jenner and Bruce Jenner. I find this a little disturbing. I don't know. And then she's like, it's watching the show. You know, she has, like, she acts like she's just this real, like, religious, like, Christian woman who believes in marriage. Like, her one daughter had a baby out of wedlock, even though she's with her boyfriend.
Right.
And she's, like, wanting to have another child with him, but she doesn't want to get married. And her mom and Kris is freaking out.
Yeah, she's having a fit, the mother?
She's like, yeah. And I'm, like, thinking, she's like, because, you know, we're Christians and, you know, that in the eyes of God, like, you should be married. And I'm thinking, okay, wait. You're divorced, so isn't that in your religion too, like, not okay that you're divorced?
Right.
And now you have a sex tape? You are scandalous, woman. You are scandalous. That's all I have to say. But I'm obsessed with the show. I can't stop. I don't know what it is. I don't know what the hell it is. It just wastes my brain cells, but I can't stop. I really am in love with it.
You're really funny with your reality
stupid
shows.
Stupid,
you know?
Stuff. It's so stupid. At least I admit it, though. At least I admit how wrapped up it is.
You brought up Hugh Hefner. I wanted to clarify. Remember how we said the other day that his former fiance was saying this shit about him?
Oh, yeah.
That he only lasts 2 seconds and all that. Well, apparently she took it all back. This happened on a Howard Stern show. I didn't realize that.
Oh.
On one of the episodes that I missed. And apparently she said a lot of harsh things about Hugh Hefner, you know. So then she came back, she apologized, and he accepted her apology.
Whoa.
Yeah. I mean, after saying all these things, I don't think I would have.
Well,
you know?
He's like 95. I mean, come on.
He's not 95.
Yes, he is. Well, he looks it.
Yeah.
He looks 95.
He's like 82 or something,
okay.
Isn't he?
But he looks 95.
Yeah.
I think it's the smoking jacket that adds 10 years. I don't know. He's old. I would feel like if you're that old, though, it's like, who cares, right?
Yeah.
Hold a grudge? What are you talking about? It's like the end of your life.
That's true. Well, maybe that's why, yeah. Maybe that's why he sort of...
He has a good heart.
Except, yeah, well, I don't know. I don't know him.
And plus, he's got two new women going on over there. They're already on the cover of a magazine, actually.
Oh, yeah?
I saw them the other day. Where? In the cover of a magazine somewhere.
Yeah. People are fascinated by him, I guess, and his women, you know, so...
Well,
he's
look
always
at him.
In the news.
He, like, come on. I mean, he's an amazing businessman. Mm-hmm. And he's had different women throughout his life. I mean, he's 82 and he's still getting, like, women that are, like, 24. This is, like, every man's dream.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
I mean, come on. He's, like, a rock star to everybody. But you know what? I'm sure he's a very nice guy. He seems like a nice guy.
He does?
Well, on the girl next he seems like a nice guy.
Really?
Why,
well,
you think
maybe
he's like
he is.
A controlling bastard?
No, I don't know. I don't know.
You think
I don't
he slaps
really care
him
about
upside
him.
The head every so often? When they don't listen
no,
to
I
him?
No, I don't think that happens, you know. But then again, I mean, you always hear about him from his women, you know, and they may necessarily not have positive views on him once they leave.
That's true. He could be a terrible, terrible man.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Yeah.
And you know what? And who knows if they're really saying the truth.
Yeah.
Or if they're just trying to, like, you know what I mean? I mean, who knows? Whatever. People just start rumors. Like we do, Sam.
Yeah.
We start rumors every day.
We do.
We really do. It's good that people tune into us so we can hear lots of rumors. Why does my internet suck?
Well...
I don't even know what to say about it. I think it's really my computer.
It has to be, because we use the internet here all the time.
I know.
Problems.
I think, but this is like a new Mac. This is only a couple years old. Maybe I need to go to the Genius Bar.
Maybe.
Oh, God,
go there.
Me. Have you been to the Genius Bar?
What's that?
Have you been to the Genius Bar?
Once for the iPhone.
Did you want to slit your wrist because it was so long of a wait?
It is a long wait, yeah.
It's unbelievable. But they're geniuses.
They are.
They know everything, how to fix things within seconds. But it's just it's such a...
I know, you have to stand in line and stuff, you know. But I think you can call in and make a reservation.
Yeah. You have to do it online. You do it online, you make a reservation.
Right.
It is always packed.
Yeah.
There's never a moment that I go into the Mac store where it's not packed.
Yeah.
I can't understand it.
And it's funny because that's what I've been reading lately. I told you I've been reading on Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
And all these ideas, you know, of the retailing. I mean, he didn't have any experience in retailing at all.
Oh, really?
And then suddenly, I mean, look at the stores that they're making. And when no other PC maker could sell anything by retail, they came in out of nowhere. And, you know, I mean, this has become like a big part of their business now.
Right.
Is the retail stores.
See, you know what? People can learn.
Yeah.
People can figure it out just because you don't have experience.
Yeah, if you have the passion, of course.
But I just, you know what? Let me just say this. I hate this. I'm going to take a stand on this.
Okay.
In my business and in pretty much any business, they always say, you know what? You have to have experience in this. Well, how the F are you going to get experience if they don't give you the chance to have it?
Right.
It's the same with as an actor. You don't have this on your resume. You know, you don't have a guest star on a sitcom. So we can't hire you for this.
Right.
Well, then, you know what? How am I going to get it? You got to give me a chance.
No, that's true. But they don't want to be the ones giving you the chance. They want someone else to give you the
chance. It's bullshit is what I say.
Yeah.
It's like because people are scared. They want to cover their asses. Well, you know what? If you really believe that somebody can do it, like, trust your gut. Like, trust your... Go with them. I just think it's crap. With any business... You know what? People have to learn. And sometimes if you hire somebody that you think is going to be great and they screw up, then you fire them. And oh, well, if you've wasted money on them, you know what? You got to try. But it makes me so angry. I hate hearing it. I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate it in my business. I hate it in every other business. Fucking give people a chance. But this is a perfect example.
Mm.
Look at this man that's had no experience in retail. And now look what he's done with his life and with the world.
Right. But he didn't need anybody to give him a chance. You know, he was the boss.
No.
But I understand what you're saying.
Of
course.
He was in a position where he could do that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like a lot of people aren't.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody's dedicated and they want to do it, give them the effing chance. Damn it.
That's true. Well, not everybody can recognize talent. You know, that's why they go based on that.
Well.
Because I'm sure, you know, I mean, there's a lot of people that are unknown and suddenly... you know, somebody discovers them and they do very well.
Right, but I'm not even talking about like serving in a restaurant here.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's like you have to have experience.
Oh, I thought you were talking about entertainment.
Well, I'm talking about both.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying, in every business.
Right.
It just seems like you have to have experience for everything. And
right.
It's like, okay, but you know what? Somebody, you start somewhere.
Right.
You know, and...
But they don't view that as their problem. That's what I'm saying, you know? You've
bullshit.
Got it is bullshit, you
Thank
know, but
you.
A lot of people feel that way. It's like a catch-22 type of a thing.
It is.
But, you know.
What can we do about it, Sammy?
You work for yourself. That's what you do.
Okay, and then we give people a chance that don't have experience.
Yeah. You see, I mean, once I've built this business and stuff, I don't think I can ever work for anybody else again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, you get so used to the flexibility.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it is hard to work, you know, if I had to figure out, how much I'm working now as opposed to another employee or something.
Right.
I work a lot.
Yeah.
But I have the freedom.
Yeah.
You know, and that's important, I think.
It's on your time and you don't have to answer to anybody.
Yeah. And that's a good thing. But,
hey,
you know, I've earned it. I'm 51 years old.
Damn it.
Loud. You know, I've paid my dues.
Damn it. You have paid your dues, my friend. Damn it. Good for you.
Damn it.
No, I think it's great. And you shouldn't work for anybody, you know? You should do what makes you happy.
Yeah.
That's what I say.
No, I mean, some people should work for other people because not everybody's cut out for
No, I agree. I'm just
business,
speaking of
you. Yeah. Oh, of me.
Just you, honey.
Yeah, just me.
Who cares about everybody else?
Exactly.
Who cares?
We're the only one that matters here.
Right now in this room. That's all that matters, honey. Me and you, baby.
There we go.
On that note.
The team that brings you a lot of bullshit every day. But it's funny bullshit.
Yes, we do. We bring some good stuff, though.
Yeah.
I feel like people learn. And you know why?
People love the show. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
And you know why people learn? Is because if I say something that is totally wrong, somebody will go and check it out. And then they'll go and do the research. Exactly.
Right.
And then they find out for themselves. And then they'll email me and say, like our friend Peter, who's awesome. Yeah. He's always on the emails emailing us.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I checked it out. This is what's happening with this. It's awesome. So great.
Did you see Chris Brown's post where he said he's got some coupons, like, because you're too expensive, so he's got some coupons.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I seriously, for a second, thought you were talking about the artist Chris Brown.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, is Chris Brown writing into...
Okay, I'll always preface this by saying our fan. Or
there
our
we
listener.
Go. I know. He said that he had coupons. Chris. I'll take your coupons, Chris, because I like you.
Yeah, there
for
you go.
For $6,000. You better take me to a nice dinner, though, Chris. If you're paying in coupons or IOUs.
Yeah. And everybody, please go to our Facebook page and like it so we know that you exist.
Oh.
And that's it, Stephanie.
That's it, Sammy.
Another show in the can. That's what they say. Yeah. In the can.
That's what they say in show business.
I was going to say in our pocket, but.
That too.
Okay.
Bye, guys.
Thank
Bye,
you.
Sammy.
Thank you, everybody. See you all tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam and Stephanie in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 until 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all communication to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Stephanie is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.